Four-time Pro Bowler. Led the Browns in receptions and receiving yardage. Three carries for 60 yards and a TD. He completed a 63-yard pass and a two-point conversion pass. He had at least two receptions in 79 straight games. Second largest or longest streak in NFL history. He was the 63rd pick out of LSU in 2014. Jarvis Landry joins me right now. Juice, what's up? How are you?
What's up, baby? It's always good to see you.
Good to see you. Now, you got a guest with you, my man Nick Kelly. Nick is a huge fan of yours. He has CF. He's a huge ambassador for the CF Foundation. Nick, what's going on? How's your day going?
Man, living the dream. Living the dream. I'm good.
Good, man. Good to see you. And let me get back to you in 1 second, Nick. Jarvis, let me talk to you about a couple of things you and I have been talking during the year. It's great to see you in person. Thanks for coming by. Listen, when you first got to Cleveland, they were 0-16, and you were talking Super Bowl. Now, you're not there yet, but considering where this team was and what you did, man, it's pretty darn close. Were you trying to speak that thing into existence, or did you really see something when you got there that made you think all of that was possible?
Well, I know me, for me personally, you know, I trained every year to play in this game that's played this weekend and win it. You know, and that's been my mindset. That's been my attitude since I stepped in the NFL field. And I just believe that the culture that was in the Cleveland Brown organization, you know, needed to understand that when we take the field, it's expecting to win and not hoping to win. You know, that we put all this work in and it should pay off with a ring.
All right, so listen, I'm not there. I'm on the other side of the country watching it, but I could see something special is going on there. In fact, I've been saying since the start of the year, the Browns are the new America's team, man. There's just something different about you guys. What's it feel like to be on the inside of such an amazing turnaround?
Man, it's it's a wonderful feeling. The fans are amazing. The fan base, you know, even around the world, the fan base has traveled well. And not only that, you know, just being here and talking to people, talking to guys that I've respected for a long time and around the league, from commentators to, you know, yourself to other players, and hearing they see the potential that we have in Cleveland, and that's so exciting.
Maybe I'm selling you guys short with America's team, man. You're the world's team. World's team. When you talk to guys around the league, you know, it used to be, hey, man, be careful, or we'll send you to Cleveland like it was some kind of punishment. Yep. Does it feel right now like it's a destination?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know, you know, when everything was going on with on a trade block or even now, you know, I'm recruiting as many guys, and I'm sure even at the Pro Bowl, you know, guys coming up on their contract, I'm talking to them about potentially joining us in Cleveland and, you know, making it special.
Dude, what do they say? What's the reaction now when you bring it up?
We'll see.
It's not no, though.
It's not no, you know, and that's all we know. That's all we want. That's the start.
Jarvis Landry, my guest. I wonder, you know, because it sounded like so far out there and crazy when you first said it. Now that you're a 7-win team, and I know that's not the goal, but you are a 7-win team, considering where you started, is there any part of you that wants to say, where are y'all at now? You see what I told you? Now you see what I'm talking about?
I mean, to some degree, you know what I mean? But some degree, but I think at the same time, you know, it was a humbling year. You know, I know for myself individually and personally, but I think as a team, we understand what we have. You know, from the younger guys, from Baker Mayfield to Chubb to Myles Garrett, you know, and I think we got some structure put in place now, having a head coach, an offensive coordinator, you know, and just kind of seeing how things go.
So how was it humbling for you personally and professionally? How do you mean?
I just didn't have the year that I thought I would have, you know. Obviously, a lot of things happened and throughout the year, coaching changes, quarterback changes and things like that, but I just felt like I could have helped the team more. You know, I left a couple balls out there that I dropped personally, and just saw focus things, you know. And I know as the player that I am and as competitive as I am, you know, I want to make those plays for the team to put us in the best position to win.
I talked to your new coach a few days ago. What do you make of that coaching change?
I like it. I love it. You know, his connection with Baker, his connection with all the players really on the offensive side of the ball, is really rare. You know, you don't find a coach all the time that really relates to his players. But also, it's going to be interesting to see now, put in the power position of being a head coach, you know, how he approaches, you know, treating his guys. Hopefully it's the same way.
I was going to say, right, like, you don't want to change.
Right, of course not.
You can't. This is why guys buy in. This is why guys react to the guy, because he's real and it works for him. But then again, if there's one guy that I trust not to change, it's got to be Freddie.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
We'll see. Jarvis Landry joining me. You know, we saw this on Hard Knocks. You talk about that winning mentality. I don't care what the record is. I don't care what's happened prior to this. You have to have that winning mentality. What's that like? I mean, we see it on Sundays, but that thing's got to show up every single day when we don't see you, right? How do you explain that winning mentality and what you're looking for?
Well, everything starts with practice. You know, everything for me starts in my mind, in my focus, in my preparation. You know, and I think just talking to the receivers, I think a lot of the world has seen the little speech on Hard Knocks. You know, it was just about the mindset, you know, and creating that mindset and being true competitors. I love this game so much, you know, I mean, literally so much, you know, it's consumed my whole life, you know, and it's really all I know. And I think that's why my approach to the game has been like it is for so long.
Explain the love of the game, the love of the sport. Where does it come from? What do you love so much about football?
Just the grind, you know, the grind. I think it's no better feeling than seeing all my teammates work hard. It's no better feeling than seeing, you know, the coaches, staff, you know, the time they spend away from their families, the time that all of us spend away from our families, you know, with one common goal, and that's to win, you know, throughout the whole week. And to see it pay off on Sunday is something that, you know, is really a feeling that it's tough going without. I hate the off season. You know, I love it.
You love that grind that much.
Absolutely.
You want to be in the facility. You want to be in there doing work with your guys.
Absolutely.
All right, you got Nick right to your side. I'm going to bring him in 1 second. I had Baker on the show yesterday, Jarvis, and he was talking about how much he loves that city and the fit between he and the city. I'm looking at you. It seems to be the exact same thing. How would you describe the attitude that city has to you, to the football team, and the fit for you personally?
Well, I mean, it's a football town. You know, I think that for me, being there and understanding that and seeing the history behind the Cleveland Browns and all the things that, you know, happened when the team went to Baltimore and all these history facts, you know, it makes it that much more exciting, and it gives us that much more, you know, energy to be able to go out and compete for the fans, for the city, for you know, Cleveland Browns organization, period.
Hey, Nick, what's it like for you to see the Browns playing the way they are right now? How exciting is it for you?
Man, it's a godsend. Like, I love my Browns. I bleed orange and brown. I've been a Browns fan since day one. And finally, after, you know, everyone knows all the stats and they plaster it, all the downfall we've had, and finally getting a chance to watch good football. You know, the fact that they're winning, that's an amazing bonus. Just seeing good football week in and having a player, like you said, Jarvis said, the mentality, man. Just watching people who want to be in the city. You know what I mean? Cleveland, we ride for you. So having players who want to be there, embody what our city has, man, is so important. It's amazing.
This city especially. Now, I've done business in that town. I've done appearances in that town. I love Cleveland. I mean, I love Cleveland. That town has been so good to me personally and this show. But it's so easy for people who have never been to take runs at them, to clap back, because they don't know. They don't know what they're talking about. They've never been. Give us a little intel. What's something that people who've never been and don't know should know about your town?
The one thing I tell people who've never been to Cleveland is it's really not what perception. A lot of people, I went out of town one time. I was in California, and someone asked me, how many cows do you pass when you drive to work? What? None. Like, that's
come on, Nick, just answer the question, man.
Like, those are the questions. Like, those are
come
things.
On, man, I'm from California. Nobody asked you that.
Like, those
somebody
are the
from California asked you
that's
that.
That's what someone asked me, man. Cleveland, we are a
real town. Dude, I love that
real
story.
Town.
Just say they're from Arizona or something. Yeah.
Like, those are, man, the thing you don't know about Cleveland, we've been a top 10 food city in for the last 5 years. We have so many local restaurants. We have a happening downtown. We've been up and coming. The city is more than just LeBron. You know, we have so much, and it's been that way, and we have more to offer.
My man,
look at this guy here,
dude. My man settling or what?
Miss you,
dude. He's more comfortable behind that mic than most of the Hall of Famers I've talked to this week.
Than me right now, guys.
Than me right now.
I love my city.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Back in December 2016, I had Boomer Esiason on the show, and he's devoted his life to raising funds to fight cystic fibrosis. He and I talked about the cleats that you were wearing at that time. My Cause, My Cleats program, he was incredibly moved by that gesture and what you were doing. And it goes back to your high school sweetheart who passed away in 2015. Who was that and what was she like?
Her name was Maya. And, you know, pretty much my first love, you know, one of the women that kind of helped me become the man I am. Probably one of the reasons that I'm sitting in this chair today, you know. And I made a promise to her back then that, you know, regardless of what happened between us, that I will always, you know, push for this cause, promote this cause, you know, and raise more awareness about it.
And that's exactly what you're doing. That's part of why Nick is rolling with you now. Now that Nick is here, you've got something for Nick, and I'm not even sure Nick knows what it is.
No.
Am I right?
I don't think he does.
Well, let's do it. What do you got?
Well, I mean, courtesy of, you know, just your inspiration, man, your inspiration. And I know it's been a journey for you, you know, but I got something to add to that journey. Since you came all this way, I got something for you. Super Bowl tickets for you, for you and your sister. I got 2 tickets for you guys to go to the game.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, baby. Here you go. Come on, man.
I don't
stand
even got
up.
Words.
Give me a hug
Come
or something, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's love. Thank you so much.
It's love. It's love. It's love, man. It's love. You're an inspiration
you so much,
to a lot
man.
Of people. It's love. It's love. It's love. Real talk.
Oh, man. Thank you. So much.
Jarvis Landry joining Absolutely. Us. What an amazing moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What an amazing moment.
We riding for Cleveland, right?
Oh, man. Thank you so
All
much.
Day. All day. All day. All day.
All oh, day. Man.
All day.
Oh, man.
You
Thank
good?
You so much. Yeah, man. Just, man, this.
Nick.
Oh, man.
Talk to me for a minute, Nick. So you.
Man.
Talk to me. What? How's it been going? Like, what did you think that you were doing? You were just kind of hanging out with your guy. Guess I'll go talk to Rome for a few moments. Like, so, what did you think today was going to be?
Man,
that's a total shock right there, right?
Yeah, and I was just told I was going to come down and meet Jarvis and kind of have a conversation with him. And they were like, you know, just kind of talk to him. You know, I've done a lot of ambassador work for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. I pride myself on being an advocate. My disease does not define me. It's all about the mentality, and that's something we have in common. You know, he always talks about that grind. You have to have a mentality. So that's something that I've always prided myself on, is having that mentality, speaking out. And so that's what I thought we were going to just have a conversation. So, I, you know, just coming on the show, talking to you, I didn't know anything about that. And so that was a surprise. It was like, oh, by the way, you're going to go up there with him. I'm like, I love me some Jim Rome. I'm cool. All right, bet. So, and then just having this moment, man, it's just, you know, you always hear the stories about what people are, you know what I mean? And people have always said, you know, he believes in the cause, and I've followed him. It's funny, when I first found out he was getting traded to Cleveland, the first thing I did is called the Browns facility to be like, yo, I need to talk to this guy and let him know what kind of events we got going on, just on behalf of me, so he can be active in our community. And so you just don't, you rarely ever see someone who really means what they stand by, you know, before anyone does that, and just having this. So having him really show, you know, be what he's saying he is, man, it just means so much. And I was telling him, like, I love sports. I love football, man. It's, and like I said, and so just having this opportunity, man, it's overwhelming for someone to be as genuine as they are and to believe what he's saying, man. It's amazing.
Nick, I can't tell you how much I respect you, man. I'm blown away. I'm blown away by your presence. And Jarvis, what did that mean? I mean, there was so much love in that moment. What did that mean to you to be able to do that for Nick?
You know, when the idea came up and we were trying to make a choice or a decision about, you know, how we would do this, I think it was just put together so beautifully, and why not this way? You know what I mean? I think we both have been affected by this cause, you know, and you know, then people that are actually struggling with this disease aren't the only people that's fighting it, you know. And I just wanted you to know, and everybody to know, you know, that I'm here fighting it with you guys, and I'm here for you all the time.
I want to say also, the surprise was made possible through the Jarvis Landry and Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, the Northern Ohio chapter, and the Cleveland Browns. Really quickly, Nick, if people want more information, they want to get more involved, what's the best way to do it?
Go to the CFF.org site. They can find out more information about cystic fibrosis, what the disease is, where to donate at. So that's really your going to best source. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation website is going to be the best place to really get information about this disease, because there's so many people who are still affected with it, even with the life expectancy growing. You know, it's an everyday grind, and that's the important thing to understand with this disease.
Nick, so good to see you, man. So good to meet you. Thanks for coming on. Jarvis, extremely well done, man. Extremely well done.
Thank
really
you
nice
for
to
the
see you too, man.
Thank
that
you.
That was
man.
Great,
appreciate
guys.
You.
Appreciate you both.
Very much.